बाबा साकार वाणी, डेट 26 जनवरी 2023। ओम शांति। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू हैव टू फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग इंक्लूडिंग योर बॉडी एंड हैव रिमेम्बरेंस इन द प्योर एंड पीसफुल एटमॉस्फियर ऑफ अमृत वेला। यू विल हैव वेरी गुड रिमेम्बरेंस एट दैट टाइम। क्वेश्चन, व्हाट इज द बेस्ट एक्शन that you children do through which you attain strength from the Father? Answer, the best action of all is to surrender everything you have, that is, your mind, body and will, to the Father. When you surrender everything, the Father gives you so much strength in return that you are able to rule the world of eternal, unbroken, constant peace and happiness. Second question, what service that no human being can teach has the Father taught you children? Answer, spiritual service. You inject souls with injections of knowledge to cure them of the sickness of the vices. You are spiritual social workers. People can do physical service, but they cannot give souls an injection of knowledge and make them constantly ignited lights. Only the Father teaches you children how to do this service. Om Shanti. God speaks, it has been explained that no human being can be called God. This is the human world, whereas Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are in the subtle region. Shiv Baba is the imperishable father of souls. The father of a perishable body is perishable. Everyone understands this. You can ask, who is the father of your perishable body and who is the father of the soul? You souls understands that you reside in the supreme abode, that is, Paramdham. Now, who made you children body conscious? The one who created your body. Now, who makes you soul conscious? The one who is the eternal father of souls. Eternal means the one who has no beginning, middle or end. If you say that souls and the Supreme Soul have a beginning, middle and end, it also raises a question about creation. He is called the Eternal Soul, the Eternal Supreme Soul. A soul is called a soul. A soul definitely understands, I am a soul. The soul says, do not make me, this soul, unhappy. I am a sinful soul. The soul says this. Souls will not use such words in heaven. It is at this time that souls are impure and become pure. It is impure souls who sing praise of pure souls. All human souls have to take rebirth. All of these aspects are new. The Father orders you, remember me while you are sitting and moving around. Previously, you were worshippers and you used to say, Shivai Namah, that is, salutations to Shiva. Now the Father says, you have bowed down many times as worshippers. Therefore, I am now making you into the masters who are worthy of being worshipped. Those who are worthy of worship don't have to bow down. It is worshippers who bow or say Namaste. Namaste means to bow or lower your head a little. You children do not need to bow to anyone, not to Lakshmi and Narayan, not to Vishnu, the deity, nor to Shankar, the deity. All of these expressions belong to the system of worship. You now have to become the masters of the whole world. You only have to remember the Father. They also say He is the Almighty, the death of all deaths, the immortal image. He is the creator of the world, the form of a point of light. At first, they used to praise him a great deal. Then, they started saying that he is omnipresent and that he is also in cats and dogs. In this way, all the praise was finished. All human beings are at present sinful souls. So what praise could there be of animals? All of this applies to human beings. The soul says, I am a soul. This is my body. Just as a soul is a dot, so the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is also a dot. He says, I enter an ordinary body in order to purify the impure. I come and become the obedient servant of the children and serve them. I am the spiritual social worker. I also teach you children how to do spiritual service. All others teach you how to do limited physical service. Your service is spiritual. This is why it is remembered. The Sadguru gave the ointment of knowledge and the darkness of ignorance was dispelled. Only he is the true Sadguru. Only he is the authority. He comes and injects all souls. The sickness of the vices is within souls. No one else has this injection of knowledge. It is souls, not the bodies, that have become impure and need to be injected. They have the bitter sickness of five vices. No one except the Father, the ocean of knowledge, has this injection. The Father comes and speaks to souls. O souls, you were living lights. Then Maya cast a shadow over you. By casting this shadow, she gradually clouded your intellects. It is not a question of Yudhishthira or Dhritarashtra. This applies to Ravan. The Father says, I come in an ordinary manner. Scarcely any recognize me. Shiv Jayanti is separate from Krishna Jayanti. You cannot compare Krishna to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. This one is incorporeal and that one is corporeal. The Father says, I am incorporeal. They also sing praise of me and call out, O Purifier, come once again and change Bharat into the Golden Age, the Divine Land of Kings. The Divine Land of Kings did exist at some point. It doesn't exist now. Who will establish it again? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, establishes the new world through Brahma. It is now the rule of impure people over people. It is called a graveyard. Maya has finished it. You now have to forget your bodies and all your bodily relations and remember me, the Father. You have to perform actions for your livelihood. But you should also make effort to remember me in whatever time you have. This one alone shows you the method for this. You will be able to remember me most in the early morning hours of nectar because that time is pure and peaceful. Thieves do not steal anything at that time. Neither are sins committed, nor does anyone indulge in vice. Everything starts at the time of sleeping. That is called the totally tamopradhan night. The Father now says, children, the past is the past. The play of the path of devotion has ended. It is now explained to you that this is your last birth. The question of how the world population would increase doesn't arise. Expansion will continue to take place. Souls who are still up above have to come down. When all of them have come down, destruction will begin. Everyone then has to go back number-wise. The guide is always in the front. The Father is called the liberator and the purifier. Heaven is the pure world. No one except the Father can create it. You are now serving Bharat with your minds, bodies and wealth according to the Father's Srimad. Gandhiji too wanted to do this, but he was unable to do so. The destiny of the drama is such. That is now the past. The land of impure kings had to end, and so even any name and trace of it disappeared. There is no name or trace of their property either. People believe that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven, but they don't know who made them that. Surely they must have received their inheritance from the Father, the creator of heaven. No one else can give such a great inheritance. These aspects are not mentioned in any of the scriptures. It is mentioned in the Gita, but they have changed the name. They show that both the Pandavas and the Kauravas had a kingdom, But neither of them has a kingdom here. The father is now establishing it again. The mercury of happiness of you children should rise. The play is now coming to an end and we are to go back. We are residents of the sweet home. They say that so and so attained nirvana, or that the light merged into the light, or that he attained eternal liberation. The residents of Bharat find heaven sweet. They say he has gone to heaven. The father explains, no one attains eternal liberation. The father is the bestower of liberation for all, and so he would surely also bestow happiness on everyone. If one person sat in the land of Nirvana and another suffered in sorrow, the father would not be able to tolerate that. The father is the purifier. One is the pure land of liberation and the other is the pure land of liberation in life. Then, after the copper age, everyone becomes impure. All the five elements, etc., become completely impure. The father then comes and purifies them. Your bodies there will be beautiful with pure elements. There is natural beauty. They have natural attraction. There is so much attraction in Sri Krishna. The name itself is heaven. And so what would you expect? God is praised a lot as the immortal image, but they have then put him into pebbles and stones. No one knows the father. Only when the father comes can he explain. With a worldly father too, only after he has created children can they know about their father's biography. How could children know their father's biography without the father telling them? Now the father says, if you want to marry Lakshmi or Narayan, you have to make effort. The destination is very high, but the income is great. There was the pure family path in the golden age. There was the pure Rajasthan, that is land of kings, and that has now become impure. All have become vicious. This is the devilish world in which there is a lot of corruption. You need strength to rule. People do not have God's strength. It is the rule of people over people. Those who make donations and perform charity and do good deeds take birth in a royal family. There is that strength of karma. You are now performing very elevated actions. You surrender everything, that is, body, mind and wealth, to Shiv Baba. And so Shiv Baba also surrenders everything to you children. You take strength from him and rule the kingdom of eternal, unbroken happiness and peace. People do not have any strength. You would not say that it was because someone donated wealth that he became an MLA. By donating wealth, he would take birth in a wealthy home. There is now no kingdom. Baba gives you so much strength now. You say, we are going to marry Narayan. We are becoming deities from human beings. All of these aspects are new. The story of Narad is of this time. The Ramayan, etc. is also of this time. There are no scriptures in the golden and silver ages. All the scriptures are connected to the present time. If you look at the tree, you can see that all the cults and sects come later on. The main castes are those of the Brahmins, deities and warriors. The top knot of Brahmins is famous. The Brahmin caste, the highest of all, is not mentioned in the scriptures. They have omitted the Brahmins from the variety form image of Vishnu. This is fixed in the drama. People of the world do not understand that they come down by doing devotion. They say, you can meet God by doing devotion. They call out to him a great deal and remember him when they are in sorrow. You have experienced this. There is no question of sorrow, whereas here there is anger in everyone. They keep insulting one another. Now that Shiva is your father, you don't say salutations to Shiva. By their saying that the father is omnipresent, the idea of brotherhood disappears. In Bharat, they say that the Hindus and the Chinese are brothers, that the Chinese and the Muslims are brothers, and that all are brothers, children of the one father. You understand that at this time, you are the children of the one father. The genealogical tree of Brahmins is being established once again. The deity religion emerges from this Brahmin religion. The warrior religion comes after the deity religion. The religion of Islam emerges after the warrior religion because it is a genealogical tree. Then the Buddhist and Christian religions emerge. A huge tree is created as expansion continues to take place. This one is an unlimited genealogical tree, whereas others are limited. The father shows an easy method to those who are not able to imbibe these detailed aspects. Remember the father and the inheritance, and you will definitely go to heaven. However, if you want to claim a high status, you have to make effort for that. You children know that Shiv Baba is explaining to you and that this Baba also explains to you. That one is in your intellects and in mine. Although we have studied the scriptures, etc., we know that we cannot meet God through any of them. The father explains, sweetest children, remember Shiv Baba and the inheritance. You should praise Baba in this way. Baba, you are very sweet. It is your wonder. You children have won a godly lottery. You now have to make effort for knowledge and yoga. You receive a very big prize in this, and you should therefore make effort. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. First, drama is now coming to an end. We are now returning our sweet home. Let your mercury of happiness always remain high with this awareness. Second, let the past be the past and give the help of purity to the Father in this last birth. Stay busy in the service of making Bharat into heaven with your body, mind and wealth. Blessing. May you become introverted and finish all your old accounts even in their forms of thoughts and sanskars. Bap Dada now wishes to see all the clean account books of the children. Even a small old account, that is an account of extroversion, must not remain even slightly in the form of thoughts or sanskars. Become constantly free from all bondages and remain yog yukta. This is called being introverted. Therefore, you can do a lot of service but become introverted while doing it, not extrovert. Glorify the Father's name with your face of introversion. Make souls very happy that they belong to the Father. Slogan: to achieve success with your thoughts, words, relationships and connections through your own transformation is to become an embodiment of success. Om Shanti.